This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we are joined live and in studio, finally, by comedian Spider Jones.
What's up, fellas?
Welcome.
Thanks for coming in, Spider.
No problem, man.
So, Spider, why do you hate the Midwest?
Let's start. For starters, they're all a bunch of rude little fucks.
Rude?
Really?
Yeah, no. Everyone thinks the Midwest is like this nice, kind, sweet little area that everyone wants to move to.
It is. Have you ever been to Philly?
No. Philly is East Coast. Okay?
Yeah, I know. Philly Midwest. Are assholes.
No, yeah, they're assholes. But they're East Coast assholes, and they get a lot of bad weather, and it's just a lot of bad people, and there's nothing you can do about that. I love Philly because they don't hide how horrible they are. They booed Santa, and I applaud them for that. All right? Santa ain't shit. So I applaud Philly for being who they are, just like I applaud New York City for being who they are. But Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, because that's not the South, that is still kind of the Midwest, all this little area is horrible, and the people are horrible. And prime example, the minute a drop of snow hits the ground, everyone turns into an asshole and don't remember, oh my God, it's snowing, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that happens. I don't know why we have such a short memory when it comes to the weather, but that is a problem.
Agreed. I choose not to bitch about the winter. Because I hate the summer, as we've discussed on this podcast before. I hate summer. It's too fucking hot. It's too fucking muggy, especially here in Ohio. For whatever reason, our humidity is through the roof. So I choose not to bitch about the winter. Yeah, it sucks that it's cold, but I'd rather it be snowy and cold than just fucking freezing.
Well, conversely, though, I don't think that is a purely Midwestern phenomenon.
No.
Because they're, you know, when I was in Colorado, you know, they have chain laws in some places where,
right,
like, you have to put chains in because you're in the mountains. Like, you have to, and people just don't do it. And then a bunch of people die in car accidents. So it's a problem there. And then in the South, when they get snow, the whole South shuts down for like 2 inches of snow.
Not even 2 inches, like an inch.
Well, they've gotten better down South. They realize climate change or whatever they want to believe in down there, which I shouldn't say down there. They just like, you know what? Things are changing. Maybe we should keep some salt on hand. So they've gotten better. They're not good at it still. They've gotten better.
Well, okay. I mean, I believe in evolution, and evolution is definitely slower down there. So.
Right. It is. It is. Not going to lie. It is. Some things you just can't get past. So you're just like, all right, I'm just going to leave Alabama. And there's nothing you can do about it. But, yeah, there's just some things about the Midwest that just drive me crazy. One of them is when the weather change, everyone that's lived here 80, 90 years always go, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. I was like, I've been here for 10, and I realized it after day two. You're all idiots. You have the Weather Channel now. We have apps, okay? It ain't like in the 80s when the weatherman be like, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a pretty good day. Sunshine all day. And then you wake up in the morning and it's a monsoon and you see your cars floating down a goddamn street. No, there's no blank. You look on the weather map and it tells you it's going to rain at 9:15. It might rain at 9:17, but 2 minutes is better than a whole damn day of weather messing up your day.
Yeah. Okay?
So there's no excuse for everybody being assholes up here. That is just one of the many reasons that I do not like the Midwest. And I know I live here. It's cheap.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand, like, how, I mean, assholes in the sense of, like, oh, yeah, I can't believe this weather. Like, I'll agree. Like, that's what I tell people. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, seriously, all right, it's what? It's December 28th right now?
Yeah.
And it's, like, what, 50 fucking degrees outside and
people
raining?
Are complaining.
Yeah, like, yes, climate change is fucking awful. It does have its perks, though, as well.
Yeah, it might snow in June, but, I mean, it's done that in the last 6 years. So I don't know why people are shocked now.
Right.
So it's okay. But yeah, it's just the Midwest.
I don't think people are. I don't think people are mean here, man. Like,
they are horrible, and they're the disguisable smile in your face horrible, and then walk away and then talk behind your back horrible. At least in certain areas of the country, like I said, the East Coast doesn't do that. The West Coast, they kind of do that, but they'll look at you and talk at you in this more sarcastic type of way. And the worst part about that is most of those people on the West Coast are Midwesterners.
Yeah, that's true.
What makes it worse. Most of the people, when they say they hate California and the people that talk to them like that, it's because they're people from the Midwest. Most of California are Midwesterners.
Yeah, they move. They get sick of the weather and they move out there, or they go to seek their fortune.
Yeah.
Which,
attention, Chris Klein.
Yeah.
Well. I still hate you, by the way, for that damn Spider-Man suit, but I'm not too mad.
Look, I don't know what to tell you about Chris Klem and
Spider-Man. One of the luckiest son of the bitches I've ever met. And he's a good guy, too. That's what makes it worse.
He's the best.
He's such a nice guy. I'm just like, I hate you.
Oh, he has a reputation in some circles as being a bully. And he hates when people call him that. Because, like, I'll do it to tease him. But, like, he's so not. He's, like, he's just one of the raddest motherfuckers anybody's ever met.
Yeah, I went to Chicago last year for a show. And I'm not going to say his name, but I was supposed to stay at his place, and he just pretty much chickened out and was just like, oh, I didn't get your phone call. Sorry, I knew you. And I was just like, I don't know anybody else around here. And then Chris Klem shows up like the super fucking nice guy that he is. Hey, yeah, come stay at my place. You know, it's only 45 minutes away, but yeah, come over. And he stayed up till like midnight to let me in, slept on the couch. They was going out the next day. I was just like, well, I'll get out of here. He's like, nah, hang out. There's food in the kitchen. My wife made you a plate and all this other stuff. And I'm just like,
see, but that's some Midwest for you. Like, that's, they'll feed you.
That's one of those exceptions. Like, I'm not saying 100% of the Midwest, but I'm going to say high 80s of the Midwest are assholes. I used to be a really nice person. I used to smile. I used to actually like life and talk to people. And I spent too much time in the Midwest. I lost all the Southern goodness that I had in me. Now I don't give a fuck about people, all right? I don't hold the doors for old ladies, people in wheelchairs. I don't give a shit. I deal for my own, all right? And I'm not that type of person, but I am because of the Midwest.
When Cheer told me we were going to talk about the Midwest, and then you just said, like, you know, the high 80s, I'm like, I think the biggest problem with the Midwest is the fucking opiate problem. Like,
no.
That's for sure.
No.
The drug issues are pretty bad, which turns people into bad people.
No.
Well,
no.
I mean, you know, heroin doesn't make you talk behind people's back.
Yeah.
It'll just make you suck their dick from the back.
Look, you only do drugs when you're in a bad shit and you're in a bad place. Why are you in a bad place? Because bad shit's been happening. Why is bad shit happening? Because you're in the Midwest. Some asshole did something to you that made you turn into an asshole, and now you're doing assholish things that's making someone else turn into an asshole. It's a damn domino effect of being an asshole.
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest.
So we have to find the first domino that fell. What was it? Because it's not the weather.
No.
I mean, various other parts of this is a combination of every other part of the country's weather, basically, that we have here.
Yeah, I can't blame it all on the weather. I don't know that would take a lot of research to figure out who was the first Midwestern asshole. I feel like you could not find that thread. It's just too many.
I don't know. Who's the guy, the president that founded Cleveland? Who's the fucking dude? What's his name?
Moses Cleveland?
No. The guy who was president in like the, what the fuck was his name?
Like the 30s or something.
Yeah. Like 20s or 30s. That guy was apparently like a real
Grover
cunt. Yeah. Was it Grover Cleveland? Was that who it was? I'm going to look that up.
Wait.
But he migrated from Pittsburgh and moved to Ohio. And I'm pretty sure he like, I thought he founded Cleveland. Either way, he might be the one. Because I was just watching a video about him not long ago, and apparently he was a cocksucker.
I don't think the Midwest became a true asshole till maybe the late 60s, 70s.
I mean,
take some time.
Boomer time?
Yeah. I feel like money. Because this was an area, like, think about it. Midwest is basically just one big suburb of the East Coast. The East Coast started filling up with people, and they started making money. The East Coast is downtown. The East Coast in America is basically downtown. Everyone started building downtown. Close to the water. Everything's cool. You want to be here. And you're just like, you know what? There's too many fuckers around here. I don't want to live here anymore. People having knife fights in the street, like in gangs in New York. And they over here running gangs and shit, like in all the mobster movies. And they're just like, I want to move somewhere safe. So what do? They started migrating. And they started, we're going to build a new suburb. We're going to call the Midwest. We can't go too far west because we never beat Oregon Trail, so we don't want to die or get, whatever.
Dysentery.
Yeah, you don't want to get some shit. We don't want to go too far west. We just want to go middle of the way. You know what? We'll call it the Midwest. And we'll build homes here, and we'll be here, and we'll just be a nice group. And if anyone else shows up, fuck them. We don't want you here.
I have an uncle who I'm very, very close with. He's like more like my brother. He's a fucking moron. He claims that the Midwest is not a real thing and that Ohio is part of the East Coast. And I'm like, I've showed him maps before where I'm like, this is like an official map where it says like these are the Midwest states. And he's like, no, Ohio's East Coast. I'm like, are you fucking high?
It's not East Coast. Okay, Ohio is not East Coast. But technically, if you look at the map and you went down, you broke it down to 3/3.
Eastern states.
It's like close to the East Coast, but it's not really the East Coast. Because after you pass Illinois, you notice the states get bigger and they're wider. Because it was that territory, they didn't know how to draw a map.
But we have no room for immigrants.
Yeah. So they just, because there's no room in Nebraska anywhere. We have no.
Or Nevada or Utah or fucking.
You know, have you ever driven through Nebraska?
Nebraska, no.
Many times.
Yeah, nothing but fucking corn.
Yeah, it's corn. It's like you drive through Nebraska, it's like, hey, here's Omaha, and then nothing, and then a small town, and then nothing, and a small town, and then nothing, and then you get to Sydney.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska,
the Great
most
Plains.
Of Minnesota. Yeah, that top part, Colorado, there's nothing. You telling me that that no part of America can just go there and just be like, we're going to start building, and in 25 to 30 years, we'll have room for everybody.
Seriously, that's,
and just
I've
be cool.
I've never understood that because there's so much room in this fucking country.
Yeah, but that's the thing. No one wants to go there because, well, there's nothing here. I don't want to build here. Again, it's
build something there.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like I said, the East Coast is downtown. The Midwest is the suburbs. The suburbs are slowly starting to turn back into downtown because everyone's starting to move back into areas of downtown or the newer suburb, aka the West. They're building up more and more. It's getting more exciting. There's more opportunities. So people are moving either back to downtown, aka the East Coast, or they're moving out west.
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest has like been in a big boom for like 20 years now.
So everyone's just cramming their shit into a truck and moving out there. And now the Midwest is starting to turn into a dumpster fire. It's starting to turn into that hood downtown that everybody thought they got away from, but then everyone from downtown moved there, so now everyone's trying to move back out.
I mean, I think of places like Gary, Indiana. Like that, yes, that is a terrible place in the Midwest.
Well, I mean, that's like an outskirts of Chicago type place, but let's
still
take this. Yeah, let's take this suburbs thing a little farther here. So why did it... wasn't just to escape the hustle and bustle of the city that people moved to the suburbs. It was black people. And
race had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned that, you know, you think the Midwest got more asshole-ish in like the 60s when black people started to get more rights. So is it just like you know, a behind-your-back kind of racism that exists here that, you know, people just aren't being upfront and honest about it.
Oh.
And that's why we're such big assholes.
Definitely. And, I mean, you know me well enough to where I do my best to not throw the race card.
Right.
I will call you an asshole before I call you a racist. I will bring you down as much as I can before I go, oh, and you're a piece of shit racist. Like, no, I'm just going to break you down mentally.
Yeah.
But because that's the person I want to try to be. I'm like, I don't need to pull the race card.
Right.
But it's true. The majority of the Midwest are backdoor racists where they'll smile and they'll try and say all the right things.
I do agree with that.
And then as soon as they turn their back, I'm not helping him. I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, yep. And it up until, let's say, 3 years ago, won't say why, it's always been like that. I was growing up, I was taught, hey, you know, trust people up to a certain extent, and then you need to listen to what they're saying. Look at everything that's happened. I mean, sure, you've probably seen me. I'm very paranoid. I look around when I'm everywhere, and it's not just because, oh, there's too many white people. Oh, you know, there's too many black people. Oh, there's too many No, I'm looking around. I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking at people's hands, their face, facial expressions, how they're communicating with different people. And you can tend to see how someone actually talks. If you notice that one person is talking to everybody the same way, okay, you say what you mean. You're cool. But if you notice they talk to one person one way, and then you go over here and you hear them, they're talking to someone the other way, and they're just like, okay, you talk to people how you think they want you to talk to them. And those are the people I don't trust. But in the Midwest, especially with race, wrong with racism, there are a lot of people that they talk to you a certain way, hoping that, well, if I talk to him this way, he'll get out of my business and that I don't have to help him. And it makes me still look like a good person. I'd rather you just tell me I ain't doing shit for you and I leave.
Yeah. How, what's the difference between, you know, I know it's the, it's obviously not code switching because that's a different thing, but what's the difference between doing that and what they do in the South where they're just like, you know, overly nice to the point where, you know, you can't really tell what's going on?
You can't trust the South because they call all pop Coke.
Okay, first off, there's only one Coke.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not pop, it's soda. We don't have. We won't get into that. I already know. I got in so much shit growing up about that. I'd be down south. Let me get a pop. It's a soda, and we only got Coke. I was like, well, let me get a Coke. I come back over here, and it's just like, hey, you got a soda? We got pop. I'm just like, you bitches. Look, we all need to figure out what we're calling it. Like, I go place. I went somewhere last night. I was like, hey, can I have a Coke? We have Pepsi. I was like, bring me a Mountain Dew. You obviously didn't hear me what I asked for.
Yeah, no, Pepsi's disgusting and deplorable.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to get that out of the way.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is sponsored by Pepsi Cola.
No, it's not. I quit.
Look, if there was a zombie apocalypse and I was on a run and I came across a whole truck of Pepsi, I would just walk away.
Yep.
I would just put that shit in the river. Yep. There's nothing wrong with Pepsi, but if there was a Pepsi and a Coke, I'd be like, one can of Coke or a whole truckload of Pepsi. I will take the one can of Coke and call it a day.
I used to drink.
It's like Coke and meth, you know? Coke is Coke, and Pepsi is meth.
No.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Meth is disgusting and does terrible things to your face.
No, Pepsi's not disgusting.
It is.
It's just... It's Coke Light.
Yeah,
it's... Like, Pepsi tastes what Diet Coke should taste like.
Pepsi tastes like flat Coke to me.
Like, the main reason why Pepsi is served in certain restaurants is because it's not as strong. But you notice... All the good restaurants have Coke. Like, if you go to a pizza place, they have Coke because they know the heavier the food, the Coke is going to be better. But if you go somewhere where it's like light food or a bar or something, they want to mix your drink, but we don't want it to be too strong. They usually have Pepsi or like RC Cola.
RC Cola is good, but...
oh, you are such trash.
Look, I'm not...
And I'm saying that to your face.
I'm not... Yeah, you are saying it to my face. Thank you for having a little bit of Philly in you. Not just the massive amounts of whiz-covered sandwiches that you fit in your fat gullet. I said that to your face.
I said that to your face. That's going to be our new thing. I said that to your face.
No, but like RC's good. It's Pepsi in bars is just weird to me because it does not mix well with alcohol. No. Except if you were trying to drink undercover and like have a big gulp full of Pepsi and then you pour like a whole bottle of vodka in it and you can't taste the vodka.
If you drink cola and vodka together, you're gross. But anyway, going back to what you were saying is about the South being overly nice and you can't tell if they're actually being a dick or not.
I'll say this, it has gotten a little better. But at the same time, it is hard. You just assume, like, you have to listen to the words. You have to pay attention to what they're saying and not just be like, oh, okay, cool, and then walk away. You have to listen to how they're talking to you. Mm. And there's been times you'd be like, hey, I need some information, blah, 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 blah. Is it okay if we do this? And they'd be like, well, let me make sure that it's okay. I'll take down your information. We'll call you at a date. As opposed to, no, that's not happening, but thanks for coming in. You can leave now. And it's either with the South, it's it's a very polite no, or it's a hell no. There's no like, I'll check, but don't get your hopes up. There's no like, we'll see what we can do, but it's probably not going to happen mentality. Yeah, it's a, I'll ask, but probably no, and we don't do that shit. Get out. Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot of git.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, you know, they're, is this, goes back to the whole dishonesty thing that happens here in the Midwest. I think that touched on before, and it's like, yeah, if you're more upfront about things, then there will be less misunderstandings and less people will think you're an asshole,
yeah,
even if you're being an asshole.
True. And another thing about, like you said, another part of the Midwest is that the Midwest is very clingy. People like to be in their little groups in the Midwest. You can't be an individual in the Midwest. You can't, you doing something by yourself. Oh, you're better than us? It's like, who the fuck is us? Why do I need you? I don't need you. And you're like, yeah, yes, we do.
Like, yeah, I don't like the clickiness.
Yeah.
I mean, but to me, that just comes down to like communities, like what communities you're, you know, involved in one way or another. And we've beat comedy to death on this fucking show before, but like, that's an example of one, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever you're doing, there's always going to be clicks no matter where you go. And I learned that from, you know, moving from, you know, town to town. It's all the same everywhere as far as that goes. But I do think that there is truth to what you're saying as far as like, it's hard to be, I don't know if it's hard to be an individual or people choose not to be individual.
I mean, it's easier to be an individual in a bigger city because there's just so many fucking people. Like, you're just another face in the crowd.
Right.
So, like, when everybody knows each other and you're that weird guy that doesn't fit in anywhere, like, you know.
Like me when I go out to Avon Lake.
I think that's anyone that doesn't have more than $100,000 in their savings. Like, yeah. But no, I understand what you, like, I understand that point, man. It's just – in the Midwest, they pride themselves or saying, like, you know, we are a community. We're always together. Like, that's that whole thing. Like, you see it in movies. Like, that's been a big thing when they make Midwestern movies. That small town is always like, we know everyone. We're all together. We do everything for each other. And then you notice, like, did you hear that so-and-so and blah, 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 and she got pregnant at, like, 20. Like, stupid shit like that. No.
Yeah.
Like, majority of Lifetime movies happen in the Midwest. Okay.
So, basically, we're a hotbed for drama.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so interconnected.
Lifetime movies and horror movies, 9 out of 10 happen in the Midwest.
Mm. So, yeah, this all these vengeance happening in horror movies due to somebody being an asshole to them instead of being an upfront cunt to them.
And I've always taken that path, though, of just – it's easier for me to say what I want to fucking say to you than, you know, go around about it and just be like, oh, well, you know, this person, I don't like this person, because it's like, no, if I don't like you, I'm not going to go out of my way and be like, hey, I don't like you, but it's not going to be hard for you to tell, like, if I don't treat you with respect, I don't like you, and I'm not going to talk to you or try to like you. That's just how I am.
But I wished I could say that's how it should be. She should be like, look, we don't get along. You stay in your area. I'll stay in mine. We're good. I'm a big fan of that scenario, but doesn't happen. Sure. There's a ton of people that I don't stand. I don't hate them, but I know if I'm in a room with them longer than 5 minutes, I'm going to slap the fuck out of them. But if we're all working together, I'm just like, we'll be cool. You do you. I do me. We'll make some money. Then I'm going to get in my car and leave.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it has to go. And I think part of the reason that, you know, people aren't as upfront with their, you know, how they feel about you up front is because it is such a small town thing and you have to see these people all the time. So, you know, are you just going to be, you know, cunty to them, or, you know, are you just going to grin and bear it? But then, you know, by grinning and bearing it, you then have to let off that steam, and that comes out and saying shit behind somebody's back, which then spreads like wildfire, and then, it creates this whole terrible culture that we have here.
Yeah. I almost lost my job a couple of weeks because of some shit like that.
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that, because, like, there is some drama at my job. Like, there's only six people at my job, you know what I mean? No. So, like, stuff gets said about everybody, and, like, everybody knows where I stand, and, like, because I have no problem, like, if you piss me off, I'm going to fucking tell you what you did and why you pissed me off. But there's one person who, like, it always gets back to me because... Like I said, there's six people. If this person says something about me, it's always going to get back to me. And I've confronted this person on multiple occasions and been like, if you've got a fucking problem with me, say it to my face and we can hash it out.
Right.
And like I won't quit a job over that shit. I won't do it. But I mean, like, what was your experience with that?
Mine was, I told him and several people, cut it out before I lose my cool. And I have a pretty high tolerance. So it was like 9 to 10 months of me telling him, like, you know, one day you're going to say it and I'm going to be too tired to hold back. Mm. And about 4 weeks ago, I walked in. I was tired, just came off the road. It's a Monday morning. I work in a law firm. That's the day job. So not really a lot of leeway of getting into trouble.
Sure.
You know, they're pretty strict on, you know, don't do this.
Right.
Right.
And I walked in and I sat down and someone walked in and asked me about he's like, hey, how was your weekend? Blah, blah, blah. And I could hear, I always can hear him mumbling. I always hear this asshole mumbling, but I just usually don't care. But he was just like, no one gives a fuck about you and your comedy. I don't know why they came in here. Here's the thing. The person that came in was the head lawyer. Like, I can't say their name, but it's two names on the wall.
Mm.
Obviously, if your name is on the wall, you are a big person.
One of the partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that started it. It was the first name. Comes in when he knows I'm on the road. He follows me online, which I think is dumb because I don't hold back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I know he knows about this. Mm-hmm. And he comes in, asks me about my week. I told him, like, oh, yeah, I saw pictures. That was great. Walks out. The asshole says something under his breath. And I'm just like, I'm too tired to deal with it today.
Yeah.
I was like, this is your last warning. If I come in here tomorrow and you say something, I'm going to beat your ass in front of like 8 people and the dude whose name is on the wall.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything the rest of the day. Come in on Tuesday, midday. And this is when I just got back. I was doing
Is he saying it to be a cunt or like trying to be funny or?
Oh, cunt.
Wow.
Attention whore. He wants attention.
Okay.
He loves attention and he feels bad.
Okay.
Like, which is suck. He wasn't an only child. We thought that was one of the scenarios. Turns out, you know, there's a bunch of them. He's just too dumb.
Okay.
And yeah. And this was, I can say this. The law firm, a lot of people love comedy. They were trying to get tickets. I was promoting the Mary Centaur show we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that Mary Centaur is a pretty big fucking deal here in the Midwest. So everyone was trying to get tickets off of me because they kept selling out online.
Mm.
He got annoyed that they were coming in talking to me. So again, he mumbled, you ain't going to do shit with it. I don't know why anybody cares. And I kind of lost it. And I said some words. Now, when I get angry to a certain point, I don't remember what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a lot of people heard me. And I've recorded this. It's online. I was just like, you ever know you're getting fired, but you still go to work the next day? I expected to get fired.
Yeah.
I bought movie tickets. I planned a bunch of shit to do. And I went to work that next day expecting to be fired by noon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I get there and it's almost 12. I'm like, I know we have a meeting. You should have been, I see the schedule. I know I'm going to get called up to get fired. They called me up like 5 till noon. I'm like, all right, I grab all my shit. I'm high-fiving people, getting hugs. I hugged the one pretty secretary that I never touch. I was just like, I'm leaving. She was like, I'm going to miss you. And I'm like, I'm going to miss these. I always wanted to touch them. Like she was wearing a really lacy bra. Like, you know, you ever see a woman like
she wore it for you because she knew you were going to get fired.
It was just like, and I know I shouldn't say this because I got a girlfriend. I know she's going to hear this. But it was just like, I could tell that she was just wearing a really comfortable bra that day. And I was just like, I don't care. What you going to do? Report me to HR? I'm gone. And I go and sit down just as comfortable as I can be, sitting in a room with like the heads of the department. And I'm just like, I've never seen y'all guys except for on the website. So I know this is it. And I'm like, what happened? And an HR lady comes in and she starts reading all the things I said quoted by other people. I didn't realize I said these things. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently, I threatened to shove a hole punch up his ass and a hole punch his dick, which I think is hilarious.
That is funny.
That is funny. And I'm sitting there like, I don't remember saying that, but let's say, yeah. Yeah, I'm taking response. I was like, yeah, yeah. And when you have people who makes like hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting across from you like you two are, and they're trying not to laugh because they're just like, you said that in public and you're agreeing to it. And then she says something else like, I'm going to fuck you up right now. And he's like, wow. And they're like, because again, if you know me, I don't talk unless I have to. So I'm pretty quiet at work and I'm tired.
Yeah.
And they're just like, wow, you said that? And the HR lady's just like, did you say that? I was like, probably, yeah. And she's like, are you sure you said that? Because you couldn't deny it. And I'm like, are you trying to tell me not to? No, I did it. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
And then what I think is the best thing I've ever said. He was like, did you say I'm going to dick slap you until I get arthritis? I was like, and before I could respond, the regional manager just, he just, and he grabs his mouth. And I'm sitting there like, I'm leaving on a high note, aren't I? Like, I'm doing a company retreat this year.
Oh, man.
I'm sitting there like,
yeah, they're going to hire you to do comedy.
I was like, yeah, I said that. I could see me saying that in a fit of rage. Yeah, yeah. And then there was like, okay, you took responsibility. You're an adult. Everyone likes you. And then they pull out these stack of letters for a certain people that knew me in the firm. Was just like, we've had people write on your behalf. No one wants you to go. And my exact words were, I have to. I have movie tickets to see the Terminator at 1:15. You have to fire me. You know, like we can't. Like, son of a bitch. And then it's like, is he getting fired? I was like, no. And then I got angry again. I was like, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me? I was just like, well, I feel like.
Was there any recourse for him whatsoever?
None. Like, we all got written up. Mm. We all got written up our first and final warning is like, if this happens, because technically
I'm gonna dick slap you till I get arthritis.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Oh man, I wish I could have recorded that, because I can see me being angry enough to say that of him. I mean, like, I was as close to him as I am to Cher right now.
Yeah,
and if it wasn't for like two people in the room that grabbed me, like the people that grabbed me is our manager, who is an ex-Marine, who is like 6'4", about 250.
Not gonna fuck with that guy.
Yeah, and then the other guy is an ex-professional boxer. Big guy. And they're both telling me, for you being your size, you were angry and it was hard to control you. And I was just like, I'm stronger than I look, and I guess I really wanted to end him. I mean, I've told him a year ago he said something, and I was like, we're on the 9th floor. I don't need this job. I will kick you out the fucking window. Right there is cause. See, Midwest, I wasn't like this until I got here. Just be a nice person. I didn't threaten to kick someone out a window.
I mean, yeah, it'll do. Is that what did it here? Because I feel like I got more violent, like, after I went to Colorado and came back.
Well, that's because you can't smoke weed.
Well, no, it was I mean the first time. Like, oh, okay. I went in my early 20s out there, and I was when I got to and people were like, "You're like way too aggressive to be here." And that, this was in the punk scene that they were telling me this, which didn't make any goddamn sense to me. I'm like, what do you mean?
Because those people weren't too close to be assholes. They were. You're just west enough where you don't have to deal with the bullshit, but you're not so far west that you're not, you know, vegan and dealing with bullshit. So they're just out, like, that area is a very relaxed area, but it's slowly becoming an asshole state.
I mean, there's a lot of assholes there.
Yeah.
It's just too high a percentage of fucking, like, wasps, basically. It's like, you know.
Is Colorado the hideaway?
I mean, kind of.
I would love to have it, like, just, I'll throw you out that fucking 9th floor window. Like, just, I won't even hesitate. You know what I mean?
Like, I wouldn't have blinked the eye if I did it. I would have just been like, all right, I'm going to jail.
I mean, like, this guy just sounds like, I mean.
Just call me Jim Brown, because I'm throwing a white bitch out a window.
He's never, this guy's clearly never done anything with his fucking life. He's jealous that you choose extracurricular activities that he doesn't have the balls to do. He's probably the most boring fucking person that you work with. Yeah.
It's a problem that I see a lot in offices, though.
It's high school. Adult work is high school.
Agreed.
And you think you're past it once you get, like, it's like you go to high school and it's high school shit and you're just like, all right. And you go to college and you're just like, oh, you know what? Everybody doing their own thing. We cool. And then you get out of college and you're right back in high school.
Yeah. There's like the boss is like the principal or like the fucking teacher. You know, it's like I agree. Yeah. Like, especially in like a corporate structure. Yeah. Like it's very
Oh, he thinks he's so bad because he can tell me what to do. I ain't got to do. Oh, what you need? I got you, boss. And I'm just like, no. Like, I've walked into my boss's office on several occasions and just said, yeah, I'm going to be sick tomorrow. Don't think I'm coming in. He's like, what? I was just like, you know what? I don't even feel like lying. I'm not coming in tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I have something I want to do. He's like, but that's not an excuse. I was like, okay, I'm going to Indianapolis to do comedy, which makes me happier to be in here typing on this goddamn computer. You good? And he's like, yeah, you were honest. I was like, and I'm waiting for like, no, that's not the answer. You tell me no. But I think the fact that I'm honest with people, I get much more respect. That I, like, regardless of what's going to happen, whether it's a yes or a no, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing.
Well, that's like, there was one dude I work with who fucking is just parma through and through. And he's late, like, all the time.
All right.
It's like, and it's between, like, 5 and 15 minutes most days. And, like, our manager is pretty cool. Like, he's like, if you're going to be late, even if it's going to be a couple minutes, just shoot me a text or give me a call.
Right.
Let me know. Just let me know and it won't be a problem.
Yeah.
And like, if I'm ever late, which is rare because I like to be exceptionally fucking early so that I can like settle in, you know. And the one day this dude walks in, he was like 3 minutes late, but he didn't call. He didn't say anything. And my manager was like, hey, what time is it? And he's like, 4:03. He's like, okay, you're late. He's like, it's 3 minutes. And he was like, yeah, I know, but I've asked you repeatedly to call me or let me know, shoot me a text. And he's like, okay, I'm sorry. And so later on, it's me, the Parma dude, and this other guy we work with. The manager had left at this point, and he was telling the other guy, he was like, yeah, he's like, He said something to me about being late today. I was like, it's 3 fucking minutes, man. It's not that big of a deal. And I stopped him right there. I was like, that's not what you said. Yeah. I said, you reeled like a little bitch. Like, you were just like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it won't happen again. Like, that's what he did. Don't try to sound like you're fucking tough and told your boss. Right. Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, I called him out for it. Like, don't fucking lie when I was standing right fucking there.
Midwest.
All right, you're right.
Yeah.
So do you think, since you figure this out about the Midwest, do you think that bucking that trend and being more honest allows you to get away with more shit?
I think it allows me to get away with shit because I have a certain tone in how I speak. So people just naturally assume that whatever I'm saying is just me being sarcastic. Mm. And they just be like, and they laugh and then just go, okay, whatever. And then they walk away and I'm just like, No, I'm really doing that. And then it happens, and they're just like, oh, shit, you actually did that. And
I said I was good.
Yeah. And then they can't get mad. They want to get mad, but they're just like, I did kind of say, yeah, go ahead and do it. I didn't think you were actually going to do it. Shit. And then they forget, and then it happens again. And that's why I'm always shocked I have a job. Because I'll say, well, we need to do this. We're not allowed to. I'm like, well, yeah, but I don't fucking care. And people giggle. And then I go do it, and then they're like, oh, shit, he did say he was going to do it, and we didn't stop him, but it got done, so whatever. Yeah.
If the desired result is the positive result, then who gives a fuck?
Yeah. I'm either, yeah, I'm going to do it, or are we not allowed to do it? Yeah, then I'm not going to do it. And they're like, wait, but you usually do it. And I was like, nah, there's a line. Like, some things, like, oh, it's a little bit across, yeah, but, oh, you want me to predate these paperwork so it looks like you turned it in on time? fuck you.
Yeah.
You do your shit on time.
Yeah.
No. Like,
isn't that could be considered fraud, right?
That is fraud.
Yeah. It is. It's not could be considered. It is.
Yeah. He's like, can you pre-stamp this? I was like, it's in a computer. It automatically stamps it.
Right. Sorry.
I'm not Mr. Robot. I can't go back in and change this shit.
But you have a street name.
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean you're a hacker?
I'm like, no. I'm not a hacker. I'm not a biker. All right. I can't do shit. Okay. I barely know how to use Excel.
That's like in a Strange Brew when they're showing the video and they're in court and the guy's like the guy who like killed his brother or whatever, killed his brother-in-law. He's like, as you can see, the time code here on the video, and those are very hard to fake. Like, you dumbass. Give yourself away.
Yeah. Of course. But it seems like you figured out a way to thrive in the Midwest since, you know.
Yeah, you had to turn into an asshole.
Yeah. And I've never said I wasn't an asshole. I openly say that I'm an asshole. I'm just not an asshole. I'm a asshole. But even I have a limit to how far I'll let shit go.
Sure.
You know, you gotta know your breaking point. You gotta know that line to not cross.
Yeah.
And some people just don't get it. They don't understand that there's a line. And again, someone's gonna hear this and be like, oh, so you hate me too? I was like, I don't hate you. I hate some of the things you do. All right. It's like driving. Midwest driving, mostly Ohio, do not understand speed limit and what you can do over the speed limit. Like, people don't understand. If it's 35, you don't have to go 70. And you don't have to honk at the person who's only doing 40 because you want to do 70. Or you're in a 25 and you think 15 is the best thing to do on the left lane. Some of the driving around here, and I don't even own a car. So when I have a car, I get pissed off.
No, and I do, like, I don't own a car either, but, like, you know, spend enough time in them. I have driven before. But, like, it's funny because, you know, I used to tour with bands and shit and have bands come into town and shit all the time. And everybody from whatever state is always like, Ohio is the worst fucking drivers on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, all your speed limits are lower than every other state. And nobody knows how to obey the laws or, you know, disobey the laws appropriately.
Ohio is run by old people. Old people don't like change.
Yeah.
And it's going to take another 10 years for Ohio to start becoming a little more progressive.
When they start dying.
Yeah. When a newer generation takes over. All right. And I'm not saying Democrats or Republicans. I hate that bullshit too.
Yeah.
I was like, the whole party thing is stupid. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm just saying, when newer regimes take over, you notice changes happen. And the only people that get mad are old people. The only people that get mad about change is old people. Because I remember when we did this. I don't understand why we're allowed to do this now. I was like, bitch, it's called progression.
Mm-hmm.
You have to move forward. You were about this shit when you were our age. You wanted new and exciting things. You wanted things to change. Then they changed, and now you don't want them to move forward for other people.
Yeah.
It just happens everywhere, but some places are a little more far behind than others. And I think that's a community-by-community thing, honestly. It's less the whole state and more like there's pockets of sanity where things are moving along nicely.
Pockets, though.
Yeah.
Like, so the majority is still, I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree with you, Spider. Like, it is very, like, I mean, Cleveland, yeah, progressive for the most part.
Right.
You know, there are things that could absolutely be worked on. But, I mean, Columbus is super, for the most part, you know, in like, a community that I would be around, you know, super PC and liberal. But, I mean, at the same time, it's a college town, so you get both, you know.
They're forced to have to be that way. Because it's a big college city. Came in college because it's a big college city, they're forced to be politically correct. And because you're forced to do that, you have to make changes, and then it just becomes stupid. When you're forced to do any type of political correctness, it just comes out as stupid. And I can't take that either. But that's just another, like you said, there's another prospect of the Midwest and being an asshole. You think, oh, if I got to do it, everybody should do it.
Yeah.
Like, no, no. Like you said, I don't do crack. I know a lot of people that do. I don't have to do it.
I mean, have you ever thought about trying it, though, Spider?
I already look like I do crack. I don't need to do crack, all right?
But, I mean, it could complete the look.
No.
You could get the...
I like my teeth. They're all my originals. I'm keeping them. I don't want to be awake at 5 in the morning just because I got an itch.
He just
I'm
to
already
be crackhead chic. He doesn't like to be crackhead.
I already don't sleep much, all right? I'm already wiry. I'm already jumpy about shit. I don't need drugs for that.
Always looking around. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
The slightest sound, I wake up and grab something to swing. I don't need that.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, crack on occasion is a wonderful good time had by all. But
so is sex.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's cheaper.
Sex has less side effects than crack. You know, continued
crack. Depending on who you're fucking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they will both make you itch. Like
you just have bad prospects.
No, it's like
you gotta scout better.
I mean, like, it doesn't matter what crack I buy. It's it always makes me itch. But oh, you
what
meant
is wrong with you?
You meant women? Oh,
yeah.
No, I like them itchy. It means they have low standards.
So does a college girl.
No, they don't have standards this low. Standards this low where I don't have to trick them. But it all that shit doesn't apply to me anyway.
Tricking just is such the wrong word for that. You have to trick people into fucking you. I believe that's called sexual assault in some communities.
No, it's called a sexual magic trick.
All right, David.
Ta-da! Ta-da! I came in you.
See,
you
he's
have a
being
baby.
Forced to be PC. Sexual.
Like, you look like you have massive daddy issues.
Hey, I am a massive daddy.
That's your new rap name.
Massive daddy. I feel like I have to go across the pond for that one to be a thing. But
I like Spider Jones, crackhead chic, you know?
But there already is a crackhead chic. Yeah, he likes the cold beers.
But, I mean, it's spelled differently.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just going to rat this regular spider thing out.
Yeah, regular spider.
I mean, I figure I've stretched my life out longer than it's supposed to. This ride is going to end soon.
What are you at, 3 heart attacks now or 2?
I'm still at 2 heart attacks and 1 stroke. Every time I think I'm having a heart attack, I just do something apparently that by the time I get to the hospital, I'm on the tail end of not having a heart attack, so they can't rule it as one. Mm. It's like, all right. It's like, yeah, you figured out how to calm yourself down. I was like, well, yeah. You know, you do something a couple of times, you know what the fuck to do now, so.
Hmm.
But I told them, I was like, if I do die again, do not fucking bring me back. This shit hurts. Just let me go. And people are like, no, we're going to fight, and you should fight too. I was like, fuck that. All right, 3rd time, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't, do you have the paperwork done?
Yeah, 3 people have. I probably should update it. It's been a couple of years, but there are 3 people out there that if I die in a certain part of the country and they're the closest, and they tell me, like, well, we have to put him on life support. They better follow that fucking letter I sent them that says, do not put me on life support. Let me sit there, count the 5. If I don't come back after 5, just call it a day.
I mean, you work for a law firm. I mean, is it like...
They've already told me, like, they have to. They have to. If something happens to me there, they have to help.
Oh, yeah, because you have a DNR.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like, I mean, just my personal thoughts are like people, I, you know, don't encourage people to commit suicide, but like I certainly, if you get to a certain point in your life, you know, say you're in your, you know, say you're 72 and you fucking are tired of having arthritis or fucking cerebral palsy or whatever the fuck you have and you want to end it, you have every right to fucking
now,
take yourself
let me
out.
Let me say this. I'm not saying I want to die.
No, right.
I definitely want to live. I'm just saying, if I leave this house and everything's over, and let's say I go down the street and I just get like 2 large meat lover pizzas and I eat those bitches by myself and I'm walking down the street and have a heart attack, I accept my life.
I accept it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word. I accept my fate. Did I do that to myself? Yeah. It's not suicide. I was hungry.
This is not an exaggeration either, ladies and gentlemen. Spider Jones will eat two large Meat Lover's pizzas.
I just did that shit this week.
He has...
But then I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I if you've seen pictures of me, I know I do not look like I go to... I look like the bar that's at the gym.
You also don't look like you could eat two Meat Lover's pizzas. So you're like
that's the challenge.
Middle.
Yeah. You know, remember those Subway... they're not footlongs, but the Subway party sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to get like one a month and just sit there and just destroy it in a day.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I will ruin your Thanksgiving. My family call me Hurricane Jones. You do not understand. They ask me if I'm coming to dinner to get more food. All right. I will sit there and just eat until I pass out, and I will wake back up and finish whatever was on my plate.
It takes me... A bit of the marijuana in order to get to that point. Yeah. But
well, now I know who to give food to, though, because I it's just me and Chelsea. So, but I only know how to cook for like a minimum of six people because, like, I'm
That's funny. I only know how to cook for a minimum of six people.
Yeah, and it's just like I constantly have like leftovers that like we never eat. I'll just be like, I'm gonna call you up and be like, hey, come pick this shit up.
You would not be the first one. I made some. One of my favorite things to make is chicken Alfredo, and I just made a bunch because I eat when I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. So I smell the food. And I made enough for probably like four or five people. I ate half the pan Friday night just on the couch, and I didn't realize. I was just like, yeah. And then I woke up, and I was just like, oh, shit, sleepy me put the food in the fridge again. And I just went, put it in the microwave, went back on the couch at like 8 in the morning, and I'm just like, I'm dying. And then I passed back out until the alarm went off, and I was like, oh, I got to go out of town. I took off.
8 a.m. Alfredo. That's classy living.
It's funny because I just made Alfredo the other night, but I used gnocchi for the pasta, and it was just like the fat. It was just like... It was the perfect meal because it was just like, oh, this is just going to fill me up so much.
Yeah.
It's like when you make Alfredo sauce from scratch, I use heavy whipping cream, half and half, cream cheese, and fucking a ton of Parmesan and butter. I forgot. Right. And butter and olive oil. Yeah. And so it's just like it's this thick sauce. And then on top of that, you have like gnocchi, which is like just a super heavy fucking potato pasta. I was smashing that shit.
I did that, but I added chopped up broccoli and carrots.
There you go.
And then I chopped up some chicken, and then I was just like, I'm feeling fucking fancy. And I got some shrimp, and I chopped up some shrimp, grilled it, and put it on top of that. So, I mean, this was just mounds of food. And here's the bad part about it. I will admit this. While driving, my stomach did that at like 5 in the afternoon. I was like, you couldn't have done this like 8 hours ago. Like, you've just been sitting there waiting until I got into a car. And for like the majority of the night, I'm just like doing shit with people. I'm just like, yeah, you know, I had a good... excuse me, I'll be right back. I'm just blowing up public bathrooms for like three hours.
You gotta go.
Yeah, I'm at that age. You know what? You're at that age now. You hit certain... Remember when you like, you would never use a public restroom?
Yeah.
I will blow a public restroom up.
Dude, I know somebody who like... who is 30 years old, who will only shit at home. And I'm just like, what is wrong? When you gotta go, you gotta fucking go.
You just don't trust her. Like, when I was in college, there was only three places on campus I went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. My dorm room, because I had no choice. You had to learn how to go there. There was a certain room in the library at Kent State. I found it. It was a secret. They said only a certain amount of people knew that this floor existed.
So like George Costanza style.
Yeah. It was like you just go there, you take the elevator here, and you have to go and take the stairs to that next floor.
Okay.
And you just be like, oh, fuck, this bathroom is amazing. And then there was like another place down off campus. Mm. I went to someone's house, and I was just like, hey, I'm DJing downtown. I don't want to use their bathroom. I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was really bad when I was a small child. Not only would I refuse to shit anywhere else but home, but I would take off all of my clothes so nothing would get dirty. I was a lunatic, and I am no longer that way.
What, you Marlon? I'm not that way.
I'm not that way.
I have not seen him in a long time, but then I saw an Instagram post of him working out again. And I'm just like, I hate you because I work out and I don't look nothing like that. I've been working out since I was 13. You probably just started working out for like a month and I'm just all ripped and shit.
I was going to say, isn't he like Bobby Lashley jacked now?
Yeah.
So now piss him off. You thought he was strong before. Piss him off now, girls.
I'm not that way.
He is Bobby Lashley. Like, you better keep an eye on Chelsea. He's going to say, happy Rusev Day.
He's just going to take your girl and go outside. She's going to come back and be like, you're going to touch her. Like,
oh, my God.
Excuse me, Jordan. Your girl got a sexy-ass forehead.
She made me cornbread.
I know we're making fun, but he's a good guy, too.
Oh, I love him.
He's a good guy.
His roast was some of the most fun I've ever had in my life.
I did protest that roast the first time. I protest the hell out of it. I was like, this is a bad idea.
He wanted it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, but I'm sitting there, I'm just like, this is wrong. And I was like, I'm saying this. This is wrong. Yeah. And I think you looked at me like, why? I was just like, I don't have a good reason why. But something in my head is telling me this is wrong. But I still showed up to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I was wrong. I mean, we still shouldn't have happened.
Right.
But
he had so much fun that night.
Yeah.
He had so much fun that night. And
he did an hour.
Too. Oh, I know, dude. I fucking know. That was like, I was not expecting that, like, that long. I was like, okay, he's going to, like, he knows it's his night. He's going to have fun. But I was like, Jesus Christ, it was like fucking Hillbilly Jim when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was like fucking thanking people for 2 hours.
But it was funny.
Oh, it was funny.
Yeah, you can't stop. He's like, well, he's rolling. Just let it.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
It was funny because, like, you know, I was talking to Ryan about it. And he's like, yeah, some people are pissed for doing this. He's like, I'm all for it.
Look.
Hate Italians, we know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one problem with the Midwest. Too many Italians.
But they got to hide out somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is you stick them in the little crevices in the Midwest and, you know, to lube them up for when the more desirable people come through. At any rate, one of the nice things about being in Colorado is the lack of Italians. Until you were hungry for decent Italian food, then you're like, where the fuck am I supposed to go?
It's funny just because I've been binging The Sopranos again, and it's just funny that I always think of you because you just hate them so much.
They aggravate.
The gabagool, but you love their food.
I love their food.
And you like their women, too.
Yes. But like,
hates Italian men.
It's just Italian men. They're greasy. They disgust me.
You know what the people say about your people?
Yes, I'm fully aware, and they're all wrong. I'm living proof that they're impoverished Jews that don't control anything. You know, I have yet to meet an Italian that does not have to carry a handkerchief to blot his hands out when he opens a door so that the next person doesn't, like, get their hand greased up by the knife.
Wow. Wow.
I've never seen that. And I've lived in Youngstown.
This is one of the things they hide from you, Spider.
No, I've gone to an Italian funeral. I did quotations with my hands. I have met some people. I just realized I quoted.
It wasn't a funeral. The guy faked his death because another Dago scam.
Spider Jones ain't to knock it down. Or words of Jeremy Shear. No, but when I lived there, I met a couple of people, and then I ended up going to like a funeral. And the one guy.
Those sound like some weird friends. Oh, hey, we just met Spider Jones. You want to come to a funeral with us?
Well, I went and it was just like, I kind of knew him and it was just like a big thing. Like, you know, oh, yeah, they want everybody there. Everybody go.
Yeah.
And I went and, you know, this girl and her friend are like, oh, that's so and so. He runs this. And that's so and so. He does this. And then there was a couple of old people in one wheelchair, just like the movie. Everybody's just walking over and just like shaking his hand and just like hugging him, shaking him. I was like, who's the old dude in the chair? That's so and so. He is very well respected. And I'm just like, that's great. And
Yeah.
And people heard me because I spoke just a little louder than I was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was the only black person there. So I'm like, yeah, who's blah, blah. And it turns out he knew who I was. He was just like, oh, you're, you helped my grandson now and got him a job. And I was just like, I did? And it turns out I was teaching his grandson how to DJ when I moved to Youngstown. I got him a couple of gigs.
Oh.
I was apparently keeping him out of trouble. Didn't know that. I thought I was just making some extra money, teaching some guy how to do my job, so when I left town, he could take over.
Sure.
I didn't know what I was doing.
If there's one thing Italians cherish, it's somebody to keep their bad kids out of trouble.
Yeah.
Greasy kids.
Yeah, but he's just like, oh, yeah, you know, he's like, you're a good guy, and blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, yeah, so, like, I got a question. Yeah. Why is everybody kissing your ass?
You in the mafia?
And one guy is like, oh, no, we don't. No, like, he's retired. He owned blah, blah, blah. It was like 15 years ago. I don't really remember. But he's like, oh, you know, he's like, and he starts getting, he's like, let's have a drink, kid. And he says, and he's just like, I used to be an important person. Like, but now I just look after my family. And I'm just like, wow, you sound very movie-ish. And he's just laughing because he's just thinking I'm joking. And he's just like, you're a nice kid. You're a nice kid. And he's like, feels like if you ever need anything, let me know. And I'm leaving. He's just like, yeah, you know, he's like, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't know so-and-so, that's his grandson. He's like, I thought you knew. I was like, no. And he's like, yeah. He said, if I ever need something, let me know. And everybody's like, you're in. I was like, in what? No. I was like, no. But like, he died about 10 years ago, and I got invited to that funeral. And I went, and Don, his name was Don, and I went. And it was just all these people that are younger, but it was just like, I can't believe you made it. He always, like, he loves your comedy. And he's like, he's always been a fan of yours. He just wish he could have got out more. And I'm just like, I wish I would have did more favors. I could have, I need money. I'm broke. Yeah. Bitch, I seen Casino. You know, some people, yeah. Help me. Get me in a casino somewhere, yeah, man. Help
you,
me.
Maybe you would have gotten some lower points on a loan or something like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, just be like, you need one of those favors taken care of. Like, I don't think anybody would suspect me.
I don't know. You're a black guy in Youngstown. I think you'd be suspect number one.
No.
Godfather. I need a favor. I am such a skinny man. I need the mozzarella that will make me chunky.
The mozzarella.
Find me the gabagool that will make me whole.
I was told several times it's because my name is Anthony. That I got that it was just like, Anthony? Oh, yeah. That's a good name. I'm just like, well, my first name is Christian. Anthony is a good name. He was like, we're going to call you Spider, but Anthony's a good name. You probably come from a really good family, don't you? I was like, well, yeah, you know, my father's name was Adolf. He's like, oh, well, okay. Like, we called him AJ. He's like, oh, yeah. Good man. That's some shit I had to deal with growing up.
That's interesting.
Like, your father's name is Adolf? Hitler? It's like, he's black, motherfucker. It's, you can make the joke, but it's not going to work. And just like growing up, it was just like, I have a black father named Adolf with a Jerry curl who looked like Samuel Jackson. Please try it.
That's a Quentin Tarantino character.
Yeah. Yeah. German, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yeah. And just like, it got hard because I was like, you know, when older people, like, he looked like Samuel Jackson. I was like, no, he doesn't. And then one day he was yelling at me. It's one of those few memories I have. He was yelling at me, and he was yelling at me just like Samuel Jackson did in Pulp Fiction. And I'm trying not to laugh. Because he's just, the way he's talking is almost,
I'm a
dead.
Mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker.
He's like, do you think that was funny what you did, motherfucker? And I'm sitting there like, and I'm like, no, it
no, but
wasn't.
This is.
And I finally just went, you know what? I was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. 2 weeks punishment. I don't get anything. Is that cool? I need to get out this room right now. And I didn't even, I'm pretty sure I didn't do anything, but I had no proof. And I knew with my father, in like 10 minutes, he'll realize he was just overreacting. But when he started sounding and looking more and more like him, I just kind of went, you know what? We just got to get out of this situation as fast as possible. Leave the room before you start giggling and he just beats the shit out of,
yeah.
Because I said, like, you think this shit is funny? And you get punched. He's like, no. No.
Damn, where'd that gun come from?
God damn.
Shit.
There, If there's one thing I hate, it's getting hit in the face by a gun from my father.
I can honestly say that never happened. Yeah. I didn't get my ass whooped after I turned 13. I never got on punishment. As far as I remember, I never got on punishment. It was just little things I did. He'd just be like, why the fuck you did that? And I had no proof that I didn't do it. So, like, I would just get yelled at and punished, or, like, I'd get a quick, like, whooping, but nothing hard and heavy. And then, like, 10, 20 minutes later, he just realized, all right, or reactor, here's 20 bucks. Go see a movie or something.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, all right, that's, like, no, when you get, I tell people, like, he would give me, like, 20 bucks instead of saying, I'm sorry, I yelled at you for something you didn't do. He'd just be like, hey, here's 20 bucks. Go see a movie. And I'd just be like, oh, okay. All right. And that was the thing. I just wait till he calmed down. I accepted. I was like, yeah. I was wrong. I didn't put the light bulb back in the... in the chandelier, even though I wasn't here this month.
Now give me some money, motherfucker.
Yeah. And I was like, you're right. I should have took the trash out. I'm sorry I was in Atlanta. I was wrong. And then he'll show you, like, hey, here's 20 bucks. Go do something. I'm like, all right. You realize I wasn't home. All right.
Oh, I've never been hit in the face with a gun either. I just... but somebody, one of the women that used to cut her hair said he looked like Danny Aiello, and that made him very angry. Said my
your dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just died.
Your dad just died?
No.
Danny Aiello? Yeah. That's, he did. That's probably what made me think of it, because he died. And then, but then the, like, that two
is that day, why you hate Italians?
No,
is
no.
Is that, do we need to have a psychological breakdown?
Yes, he goes, no.
No, yeah, it's because they always mistake us for each other. It's you know,
there's a lot of crossover there.
There's a lot of, but like, you know, Sicilians get really mad when I tell them that they look like Arabs. So
I wonder why.
Like, that is the fastest I've ever gotten death threats from a nice boy.
I mean, Jamie Lynn Sigler played Meadow Soprano. You know, she's Israeli. Yeah. So.
It just, there's a lot of crossover in the Mediterranean area. Yeah. But, you know, we're not part of that whole, like, peninsula trash. We're further east.
Your hate goes deep with this, man. Like,
It does.
Damn, if I cared, I would, like, try and just have you sit down. We'll just talk about your childhood. And we'll trace the lineage back to where it all began.
Well, it all goes back to, you know how you were saying, Spider, that when you're forced to be politically correct, like, it doesn't work?
Yeah.
So I was raised Unitarian. So Unitarians...
So he's gay.
Yeah. So it's just like... You know, sometimes with Catholics, they're like, they take you in a back room to molest you. And the Unitarian Church is just, you walk in and there's streams of cum that just wash across your face. And now, don't call them a faggot, even though they just came in your face. And that just, you know, it just made me a bit wacky.
Layers upon layers upon layers.
It just made me wacky, that's all. No, I don't really hate Italians. It's just like, you know, they're the one race of people that are more likely to shoot me for saying something nasty, and I'm all for that. So, Spider, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on Facebook under Spider Jones. Basically, if you just type in Spider Jones, Spider with a Y, you can find me on just about every social media site, YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Snapchat, SPYDR Jones, with an S, not a Z, because that's just fucking retarded. I already changed one letter. not doing that again. I didn't even change it. It got changed when I was DJing.
Jesus.
Someone changed it on a flyer because they thought it looked cooler, and I got all pissed off about it, and then a girl said she liked it, and I was just like, well, I guess this works. And that's called 1999.
Amazing what you will do because a girl says they like it.
All right. I went to a Bare Naked concert because of a girl. You obviously know I did not have fun, and I actually told her no. She's like, I have tickets to a Bare Naked Ladies concert. You want to go? And I was like, no, that sounds horrible. That just sounds, yeah, the 1 week video is funny. I got to see the General Lee jump over shit that was exploding. It's a funny video. Black people liked it. We don't want to go to the concert. She's like, you should go. I was like, no. She was like, you're going, you're going to have fun, and then afterwards, you get a treat. I was like, I'm not a fucking dog. And then she was just like, you're going, and then afterwards, we're fucking. I was like, well, I guess I can deal with this bullshit for 2 hours. And honestly, it wasn't a bad concert. I didn't know that Hootie was black. That's when I learned Hootie was black.
Really?
It took to 1998 to find out Hootie was black.
Wow.
I just refused to look to see who he was. Fair enough. I was just like, oh, Hootie's here? Hootie and the Blowfish? I've heard their bullshit before about it. Hootie's black? Yeah. And he's like, you didn't know? I was like, a lot of us don't know. It's like, it's not that, like, yeah, black people make fun of, like, country music and rock music because we don't really listen to it, but we do, but we don't want to completely know about it.
Right.
You know, like, we know white people listen to rap music, but you just listen. You don't want to really invest time into it. Because if you invest time into it, then you realize, oh, it's not that bad. And then you realize it's all bullshit. All right? Like, so I constantly say this now. Someone, every time I see someone tell me ska is good music, I'm like, ska is just mumble rap for rock music. All right? That's all that is.
Ska
all right?
sucks.
Yeah.
Ska's awful.
I like ska, and I will never stop liking ska.
So. Okay.
But that's your thing. That's okay. There's tons of Southern rappers I know suck, and I still have all the Master P albums. He did not make great music. I admit, in the 90s.
He made great money. That's for
fucking
sure.
He made hella money. He banked on himself, and it paid off repeatedly. And I will not be mad at him for that. But I'm sorry. There are a couple of albums, not his songs. He has a couple albums that are just straight trash. And he released other artists who made one or two good hit singles, but let them put 18 other songs in a CD and call it in an album and release those bitches every other week across America on a Tuesday.
And they all look fucking the same.
Yeah.
Like, the covers all look the same. No well,
that's
limit,
how I
baby.
Say, that's how I save money. He's like, everybody get behind his green screen. Everybody get behind his green screen. I bet you Master P owns Getty Images. I bet you Master P owns that shit.
Probably.
And no one knows. He's just like, what you going to do with all
these? He just bought a wrestling company, so.
What you going to do with all these extra images, Percy's? Oh, I think I'm just going to put them on the internet and let people use them as backgrounds for their bullshit.
It was funny when he bought that wrestling company, people were like, oh my God, it's going to suck. I'm like, no, it'll actually probably be pretty fucking good. He's got money to put behind it.
Yeah, he's not a dumb person.
No, he's not. I looked it up. He's worth like 250 or 300 million bucks. Yeah.
And the thing, he'll do something and he'll just keep doing it and just be like, all right, it's 3 years out.
Yeah.
And he rolls out, he takes the money, and then he rolls it into something else. And everybody's, but when you hear Master P, oh, yeah, No Limit Soldiers. Yeah. Mr. You're like, yeah.
Make him say,
Yeah. He had one hit. It's like, no, bitch. He had like 100 hits.
Yes, he did.
You only know the one with the golden tank on a basketball court. You know, like he had a bunch of hits. Just because you only saw one music video doesn't mean he didn't have a bunch of hits. And you're like, he's taking care. He's like, oh, I heard he's bankrupt. I was like, no.
No, he ain't.
He's fine. Like, he's fine. His son is fine. All these kids. Everybody who worked for No Limit is not broke. You might be in jail, but you're not broke. They all have at least $10 million.
You know who's broke? MC Hammer. He has to do
Christian. No, he is not broke.
He was. He was doing Christian music festivals to make money.
Yeah, but now he's back.
He got that one Super Bowl commercial, and now he's back, huh?
But here's the thing. When you find out that someone is broke in the entertainment industry, once they had money, they're entertainer broke. So they're back to living normal means. He still, when he was broke, had a couple hundred thousand. But he was having, when you were at 100 million, and you go back to having like 200,000, yeah, you're broke.
Dude, when 50 went broke, he still had a helicopter.
Here's the thing. 50 didn't go broke. He just sold a house. So everyone assumed he was broke. He's not broke.
That's what I never understood. I was like, when people were saying that, I was like, how could that guy be broke? He made so much fucking money.
No, he has a lot of shit. He's not broke. It's just he declared bankruptcy with one of his companies and decided to sell the house to cover it. And everyone just assumed when you do bankruptcy, oh, you broke. You ain't got no money. I was like, Coke gave him $92 million alone. What the? Yeah, he's broke.
You just, you know, it's just, it's fancy debt consolidation. That's all it is.
You have money and they tell you, oh, we want this. Well, I'm not going to give you that. So let's just bankrupt this company that I started and you can take the house that I'll put under this company, and that covers it, right? And I get the chunk of the change back. Cool. And then I'll wrap that into several TV shows. He produces several television shows. He is not broke. His best show is Power on Stars, which every time it airs is one of the top shows.
That's on Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. It's wildly popular.
No, I know, yeah. It's popular. I didn't know it was on Stars. What do you got going on in 2020, Spider?
For the least the next 2 months, I'll be on the road. I'm actually, after the New Year's show here in Cleveland, I'll be at the Funny Stop the 1st through the 4th, you know, that place. So me and Pete will just be kicking it for like 5 straight days. That's going to be fun.
I bet you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, I can't wait to stay at the condo.
Are you staying at the condo?
I always stay at the condo. That's just extra fun.
Oh, so you, there was an old saying in Cleveland comedy, always take the room.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But I sleep on the couch. I know better.
Yeah. It's probably for the best.
Yeah. Man. But, yeah, I am there. I'm at the Funny Stop the 1st through the 4th. After that, I'm doing a private show in Cranberry, PA on the 12th. The 18th, I'm doing Hanging at the Holler, which is at the Hatfields Good Grub here in Cleveland, with Gab Bonasso from Pittsburgh. She's going to be here.
Fuck. Great. we have the roast battle right after that.
So. Yeah. That's also
Gab.
Yeah.
So
that's going to, you got a double hitter that night. So that's going to be great. Then I'm back in PA for another private show. And then on the 25th, no, that's that next week. So the 25th, I'm out in PA again for another private show. And in February, if the deal goes through, I'll be starting a bunch of casino tours out west.
Hell yeah. Very fucking cool. I'll be on the lookout for Spider.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates the Midwest as much as Spider Jones.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.